Really?
Yeah, a lot of people after the fact, of course, have, particularly economists, are good at predicting after the fact. So they explain everything that happened. And in fact, they were fighting me when I was warning them about the accumulation of risks that we were taking in the banking system. The banking system for 12 years has been building risks on things we don't understand based on bogus economic models, financial economic risk management tools. That was unacceptable for 12 years.
Who was fighting you?
Sorry?
Who was fighting you?
Economists. Mostly financial economists. Oh no, we can manage risk, we have good theories. Mostly bank risk managers, mostly quantitative analysts. They were going in and explaining, oh, we understand this guy is outrageous, he thinks in hyperboles. It was not hyperboles. Look what's happening, okay? These people, we were in a plane flown by pilots who didn't know what's going on. Eventually that plane would crash.
Kenneth Rogoff, were you one of those who ignored the message?
Very powerful politically.
No. I'm not saying the same thing, and I'm not now after the fact explaining it based on some warning by about leverage or so on. Let me explain to you the problem of banking in this country ever since we had banking, or in the United States, or in the world now. You have an incentive for people to make money in a steady, on a steady basis for a long time, claiming we take no risk. They bring some theoretician to explain to you that they're not taking risks because some metrics used by the economic establishment called variance, mean variance, all that nonsense, doesn't show the risks. They're going to make money for a long time, and when they blow up, they lose everything. It's not their money, and they're going to collect bonuses along the way. Okay.
Linda, yes. You, as an economist, is it possible to integrate a model, a market model, with risks of the unexpected? Here tonight, I'm sure there are a lot of minds in Washington saying we've got to get away from ideology and sort out policy. What would be your answer to that, Linda?
I think we do need to have a coordinated response, because the truth is financial markets, institutions and banks cross borders. So you,
because isn't the trouble that you can't ever see the unpredictable?
Let me start from scratch. I worked for a long time as a trader. My fight was with people who claimed they can understand the probability of an event happening, a rare event, particularly when they know theories, economic theories. So they give you a probability of something happening, losing more than X million dollars. So these banks, comforted by these bogus measures of risk, were taking huge amount of risks for betting against rare events, huge amount of risk by saying, oh, our quantitative risk manager, our scientist is telling us that we are safe. Mm-hmm. Same thing. My war was with Fannie Mae started, okay? When they said, our scientists say that Mr. Taleb is not credible because, look at it, we have 15 PhDs who say there's no risk. Well, you can have 15 PhDs or 500 PhDs. You cannot make this an arrogant
practice,
bet.
But in practice,
yeah.
What do you do now? If they're saying, well, you make sure, G7 talks, what would you tell them?
The first thing I would get immediately, I would suspend something called value at risk, quantitative measures of risk used by banks immediately. Okay, I would stop anyone from using methods called mean variance. They got a Nobel for it, by the way. Markowitz mean variance, all that nonsense for risk allocation. I would stop Fidelity Investments from disclosing something called risk of portfolio, quantitative measures of risk of portfolio, okay, to their clients who may not understand what it means, that it's a bogus measure. What we have here is a reliance on bogus measures that led us here.
Okay.
I am infuriated.
And Kenneth Rogoff, as the chief of...
To say,
just tell him, yes. Does this require a mindset change?
To say the least, the thing I've been trying to convince people, particularly with the Black Swan and other writings that came with it, some academic writings, is that the paradigm these people use, including the tie-wearing economists and Harvard professor and all these, they understand the world, all right, and they want us to take action based on their understanding of the world. I do the opposite. I wake up every morning knowing that I don't understand what's going on, okay, and that is the way we're going to have to operate. Our understanding of the world has proven to be extremely weak, all right? So let's learn to be more robust to human error,
if you're making policy,
yes.
You might get that thrown back in your face. It's pretty hard. If, Lydia,
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things about institutions behind markets is that laws always are behind markets because markets are innovative. And so you essentially have to build up institutions. But the problem is a lot of the policy decisions are based on the last crisis. So I think we do have to have a bit more forward looking in terms of how to deal with what's likely to happen in the global economy. We can't know what we don't know, but there are some things that we might.
Talking there of the luxuries, if you like, climate change, civil liberties, do these now go out the window in the face of people losing their jobs and their homes? Nassim Nicholas.
I don't know. I mean, I talk about things, all right, I understand. I don't talk, I mean, a lot of these forecasts don't work, okay? A lot of people, that's very rich. I'm a scientist, okay? I like things that are precise, experimentally known. What I don't know, I try not to let society take risks with it. So I don't know. Maybe it will pick up, maybe it will go down, maybe there's less money, maybe more money. I don't know. We have to learn today to face a world we don't understand, and it becomes very easy. If you know this is what I don't know, it becomes very easy to operate.
Kenneth Rogoff, I guess the point, Ms. Taleb, ideologies at a stage of uncertainty often become more extreme. Do you think that's a position we're into, whether it's the far right, the far left?
I have no idea, but I'll tell you one thing. You tend to think that the crisis, all right, is in its middle or toward the end. I think we may be in the very beginning. Okay, so when we start making comparison, we have to throw out everything we know out the window. Number one, the people who are running the place, Bernanke and Paulson, all right, were partly the cause of this crisis. They're the ones who allowed this, built up a few things. So I think that we're going to have a change of scenery. And my opinion, from what I see, when I see the hedge funds still having to deleverage and unwind, the crisis may not even have started yet. We have to take that into account. I hope I'm wrong. Every morning I wake up telling myself, I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you are too.
On that apocalyptic note, we shall end. Thank you all very much indeed.
Thank you.
In a moment, Newsnight Review, but first a couple...